This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and glad to be with you once again. Here is a part of the Good Day Health Show program with Doug. And I started introducing brain exercises, brain food, stuff like that in a previous show. What I want to do now is get into a little of anatomy of the brain, because you hear about the lobes. You hear about the frontal and the temporal and parietal and occipital. But it's just such a fantastic, fantastic it's probably the most complex functioning autonomous structure in all of existence that we have ever run across so far, even more than AI computers. And whether it is the central nervous system of a cat or the central nervous system of a galloping stallion or the central nervous system of a human being, it's just a marvelously complex yet simple to understand if you get past the initial complexity of its organization. Once you see how it works, it's just absolutely miraculous that something this small compared to what it is able to create is just an absolute miracle of nature. And I, of course, consider it the handiwork of God. So I want to spend a little time on that. When I first went to chiropractic college, in chiropractic colleges, 10 semesters. It's actually a year longer than med school, because in chiropractic college you get an awful lot more diagnosis than you would get in your basic medical education. Once you decided whatever you wanted to specialize in and then went on to an internship and then maybe residency after that, you'd of course get all the possible diagnoses you could get in that particular specialty. But in the basic medical school, it's a little bit different. The first 2 years of chiropractic college are the same as the first 2 years of med school. It's how the body works, how it's put together, all its parts and pieces, and how it integrates. The second 2 years of med school is rounds in the hospital to all the various organal systems of the human body and what's involved. And you get introduced to all of that stuff. And in the last 3 years of chiropractic college, you're spending a lot of time in the public clinic, working with patients right from the beginning. So the very first semester of chiropractic college, the very first class is Neuroanatomy 1. And we're going to study the brain and the spinal cord for the next 3.5 months. And that's just Neuroanatomy 1. There's actually two more central nervous system classes to follow this one. But I remember sitting there and just awestruck at the marvelous aspects of the human brain, how not just how fragile it is in the sense of concussion or brain injuries or degeneration later on in the sense of dementia, but how easy it is to take care of the brain nutritionally if you make sure the brain is getting the food that it wants. So I'm going to talk to you today about the various lobes of the brain. Where in the brain does this happen? How do we, where do we hear? Yeah, I know the ear, but where do we interpret that? Where do we see? See, we don't see in our eyes. Our eyes don't see. Our eyes are antennas that pick up electromagnetic signals from the electromagnetic spectrum out there, which a very small part of it is actually visible light. And the electrical signals that are created on the rods and the cones of the retina travel through the optic nerve back to the occipital lobe in the very back of your head, where the seeing actually takes place. And then there's other parts of the brain that have to interpret what the occipital lobe actually sees. It's not like you got a TV camera back there. So I want to start with this and just express some of these things here that so fascinated me, and I think maybe you might find some fascination in it as well. The frontal lobe, which is right there, you know, above your eyes, it goes from the frontal bone from one side of your head to the other in the front, not back over above the ear, but just in the front and above the eyes. This is the largest part. This is the largest of all the lobes of the brain. And it's directly behind the forehead. It stretches between the temples. And the frontal lobe controls the really important cognitive skills, like emotional expression, trying to solve problems, part of your memory, language interpretation, language speech, judgment, and sexual behavior as well. Now, there's other parts of the brain that play a role in these things, but this is where the center of that kind of activity takes place. Children that have ADD often have delays in the development of the frontal cortex, the frontal lobe of the brain. And this is also people who blurt things out when there's some degenerative problems that happen later in life or a brain injury that might happen earlier. When they start blurting things out, it could be funny, it may not be appropriate, but it controls our emotional drive. It controls goal setting, motivation, planning, but also depression. Now, how do we know these things? Well, let me start by telling you, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I've been doing the Good Day Health Show with Doug for well over a decade, probably 1.5 decades by now, maybe more. And I've been talking about the brain. And today I want to talk about the parts of the brain, the lobes of the brain, and what they do. And I'm starting off here with the frontal lobe, which is the largest of the lobes. It's and then there's the prefrontal cortex that's even a smaller part of this, which is where your personality resides. What makes you you? So when I'm talking about how we know that this is where these areas of the brain are these functions of the brain are located, they did this with autopsies that were done on people who had strokes and thereafter died, but they stayed long enough that when the examining physicians would try to figure out what had happened to them, maybe they lost the ability to speak. Maybe they couldn't hear. Maybe they couldn't reason. Maybe they could write out words, but they couldn't speak words. All the different intricacies of the brain. And so on autopsy, after this patient had passed away, they would find in the brain where the stroke occurred. Oh, that's where we interpret sound. Oh, that's where our anger comes from. Like someone who had been normal, they had a brain injury or a stroke or a TIA or something, and suddenly they become extremely angry people when they weren't before. When they're on autopsy after death, they would find that here's the stroke in this part of the lobe of this part of the brain. That's where anger comes from. This is interesting. Well, they've been able to map out the whole brain using that methodology to know where most of the things that occur in our reasoning, our cognition, memory, whatever else, we got a pretty good idea where those things are located. Now, this part of the brain, the frontal lobe, also controls your fine motor skills like handwriting or knitting. And if handwriting begins to be noticeably worse or smaller, this can be a sign of a frontal lobe issue, but it's also a sign of Parkinson's. If you've got somebody that's beginning to indicate something might be wrong with the nervous system or motor control, and suddenly when they write stuff out, it's smaller than the way they used to write it, you might want to get them checked for Parkinson's or at least frontal lobe problems. This is also, it could be the cause of poor math skills, difficulty learning a new language, difficulty learning to dance or to play sports. A lot of that coordinated stuff comes through the frontal lobe. But jigsaw puzzles and word finds are always good ideas for these people. If they begin to demonstrate any of the things I just mentioned, jigsaw puzzles and word finds. My father passed away a year ago at 96, but he did Sudoku every day. Now, I'm talking maybe an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours of Sudoku every day, and he did it in his head. He would figure it out in his head before he would actually write the numbers in the squares. He was cognizant of what was going on around him and could hold a conversation of anything back in his childhood, his experiences in World War II, whatever, right up until a couple of weeks before he passed. And I think that those brain exercises had a lot to do with it. Some of the symptoms of impairment of the frontal lobe would be weakness on one side of the body or the face, starting to fall down when you weren't falling. That could be a Parkinson's symptom, but it also could be an indicator of low testosterone. The inability to problem solve, a difficulty where you might have been a great organizer, and suddenly you just can't put two and two together anymore. I don't mean mathematically. You're just having a hard time figuring out what you have to do from here, there, to get there. Reduced creativity. They may have been really good at art at some time. And it's not that the art begins looking juvenile. It's just the creation that went into their work earlier begins to disappear. Impaired judgment. Suddenly they might have to spend an awful lot of time in casinos, gambling. Or excessive spending, where they were penny pinchers before, suddenly they're spending all kinds of money. Reduced sense of smell or taste, but that could be low zinc. And depression, that might be a vitamin B deficiency or low methylation taking place inside the body. But it could be a frontal lobe problem, changes in behavior, low motivation, where they could always get up and get things done. Suddenly they don't care that much anymore. Or even a low attention span, where they were great students, suddenly they're easily distracted. Could be a sign of something going on there. We're going to go to a break here before too much longer, and when we get back, I want to talk about the temporal lobes, the lobes that are on the side of your head. So I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Father's Day right around the corner. What do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages. Bacon wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code DUG, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I talked to you about the frontal lobe. Now I want to talk to you about the temporal lobes. These lobes are behind the ears and are the second largest lobe. And their function is associated with processing auditory information and the encoding of memory. In other words, the things that you hear, your ability to interpret, it's one thing for your ears to pick up sound waves through the atmosphere, and it's another thing for the inner ear mechanism to conduct that information to the brain. It's another thing for the brain to make sense of it, which is things that develop in our childhood. And so the integration and the encoding of this information and the encoding of your memories, like your grandmother's perfume or the smell of your favorite food. And that may sound kind of simple, but you could be walking through a department store and you smell a particular kind of perfume, because if you're in that area of the department store, and immediately you think of your grandmother. Or maybe you immediately think of a girlfriend that you had in high school or knew a girl in high school that wore that perfume every day, and you hadn't thought about her in 20 years. No high school reunions or any other reason to bring that up. Or some guy's jade mist perfume or Old Spice or whatever else, a cologne that they may not use anymore. But not only do you remember that person, you might remember the moment you first smelled that aroma with that person and on the stairs in a high school, out on the football field, riding on the school bus. Whatever else, that encoded memory is a part of the temporal lobes, the part of your brain that's up and above and behind your ears. The hippocampus is also associated, it's involved. And the hippocampus is where a lot of memory is involved, emotional processing is involved, your circadian rhythm, your ability to sleep and be awake and to be asleep and to be awake. And in this area of stress, it can cause insomnia. Sometimes the inability to sleep, where you were able to sleep fine before, is indicative of something that could be going on in the temporal lobe. It could also cause you to be fatigued during the day, even though there's not a physical reason for fatigue. Suddenly you just, man, I just can't go. And your blood test looks good. Your testosterone levels are good. Most of the lab results don't indicate that there's a reason at all for you to be so fatigued. It could be tied up with the temporal lobe. So how do you help it? You're going to love this. These are some great exercises for the temporal lobe. chanting, yes, chanting, dancing, drumming, rhythmic movements are helpful. I know that before I do my radio show, local radio show, my opening bumper is China Grove from the Doobie Brothers. And I'll let it play for several seconds as I'm beating out the percussion rhythm with my fingers on the board before I turn the microphone on. It kind of gets me set, gets me get going. Listening to lots of different kinds of music, not being focused on one particular kind, but listening to a lot of different kinds of music. There are those who claim that exposing infants, newborns and infants, to classical music while they're in their crib, whether asleep or whatever else, different kinds of classical music helps to speed up the development of that part of the brain. Humming and singing, you know, the old thing, sing like no one is listening. That's great exercise for the temporal lobes. And who cares if they're listening anyway, because we're going to be singing for our own enjoyment anyway. Join a choir, join a glee club. Just that strong vocal expression is what I'm talking about. Coming up here right after the break, I'm going to talk about the parietal lobes and how important they are. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show. Next, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the president's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear, not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, the parietal lobe is one of the major lobes of the brain. It's located around the upper back area in the skull. I always thought that when you see somebody, you know, if they're in deep thought or they're not paying attention to necessarily nervous behavior, and they kind of bring their hand up to the side of their head and they start scratching, they're almost always scratching on top of the parietal lobe. And I remember, because I would see some classmates doing that during testing, and I remember asking the professor, our neuroanatomy professor, are they trying to stimulate the parietal lobe when they do that? And he had never considered that. He had never heard that question before. And he said, you know what? And he looks at my name tag, Dr. Stockwell. He would call us doctors. We weren't doctors yet. That's a great idea. I'm going to look into that. But I don't remember anything ever happening after that. But that's where it is. It's located up around the upper back of the area of the skull. And it processes sensory information that comes in from the outside world, mainly in the area of touch, taste, temperature. And if people get up in the night to use the bathroom, they might be a little unstable in a dark room and need to use a nightlight. Whereas before they weren't, that might be a part of some parietal lobe indication. So how do you help it? Well, sensory stimulation to the opposite side of the body from the impairment. With ice, with heat, with TENS units, massage can help activate that parietal lobe.
whole body massage, not just massage of that area. And interestingly enough, games that involve sorting symbols and shapes, and especially jigsaw puzzles. Now, when I was talking about the frontal lobe, and I was suggesting crossword, word search, Sudoku, these kinds of brain games are good for the frontal lobe. For the parietal lobe, something that is very good is jigsaw puzzles help to keep that information going. And when you do this, when you do these kinds of things, especially with puzzles, and you're right-handed, don't just sit there with your left hand in your lap and you're moving the pieces all around with your right hand. Get your left hand involved as well, because this will bring the cerebellum in the very back part of your brain into play. It's the old crossover stuff. It's kind of like why babies should be allowed to crawl their legs off when they're little children, because that forward and backward motion of the hands and the knees on the carpet or the floor as they're crawling along integrates both right and left sides of the brain, especially the cerebellum, where a lot of our coordination comes from. Well, when it comes to the parietal lobe, when you're doing puzzles, especially a jigsaw puzzle, use the left hand. Pick the pieces up with the left hand. You might want to use your right, and of course, vice versa. If you're left-handed, make sure both hands get involved. You might put the piece into the puzzle with whatever handed you are, right or left, but make sure the left hand is involved. And then that leaves the occipital lobe. Now, this is where it's the smallest lobe of the brain. It's where your neck connects to the back of your head. And some of you might feel a little bump back there as a part of the skull, but it's the very back rear portion of the brain itself. It's the smallest lobe, and it's connected to perceiving and processing visual information from the world. There are actually two of these lobes, one, you know, for each hemisphere of the brain, and people who have impaired function may see occasional flashes of light or persistence of a visual image even after it's been removed. That sticks around for, you know, it's like when you stare at an object for 30 seconds and then you look away and you can still see that image. That's the occipital lobe, but that should disappear pretty quick. If it continues there for a while, there could be some occipital lobe interference. Visual floaters can also be a tip-off of some kind of dysfunction. You want to have your eye doctor check for floaters always at your annual checkup and make sure they have a record of this that they compare to. But this is also the part of your brain that deals with distance perception and depth perception. You know, you're looking forward. Oh, that's about 25 feet away. That's at least 100 feet away. That processing is going in the occipital lobe there in the back of your head. Or depth perception. When you're walking along a sidewalk and the white light comes on across the street, and maybe there's not a lower area of the cement there, you've got to step off of the curb into the street. The occipital lobe is looking at that and processing muscle coordination so that you can step off easily, whether it's a 3-inch step or a whole foot step. Your occipital lobe is looking at that. Color determination. You ever try to pick out colors with your spouse when you're going to paint something? One of the two of you is going to rule in the matter, but they may see the color a little differently than you see the color. What color? Well, it's mauve. Yeah, I think it's more purple. No, it's mauve, honey. No, it's, you know, it doesn't matter. It's okay that you both see it a little bit different. You just want to make sure one doesn't say it's red and the other one says it's green. Object recognition. A cup as opposed to a glass. I know this may sound a little simple, but this is where that part of the brain. And when there's parts of the brain there that are involved with a stroke or a TIA or some other kind of dysfunction, these are the kinds of problems that begin to show up. I know you don't have any of these things as I'm talking to you now. I know you don't have any of these things going on. And it's the things that we want to do to make sure that these parts of our brain stay good and healthy. And along with object recognition is facial recognition. Some people, you know, are terrible with names, but they never forget a face. There are some people who forget a face, And there's a particular condition called prosopagnosia. And I learned that in my first neuroanatomy class. I found that absolutely fascinating. It's a horrible condition that exists in the brain. And it's where you may have been married to somebody for 40 years. And you get a little stroke in that area of the brain. And this condition sets in where you can't remember a face. So it happens to men and women equally. But let's just suppose it happens to the father of the home or grandfather, because I want to try to age relate this a bit. Granddad's sitting there, and he obviously is having a stroke, and he's rushed off to the hospital, and intermediary assistance and care, and maybe they're able to stop it from getting any worse. But that one critical area of the brain becomes subject to dysfunction because of this. And now all of a sudden, he looks at his spouse and he doesn't know who she is. He knows he has a spouse. Her name is Gloria. They had 6 kids. They've been married for 58 years. She's still the love of his life. But he looks at that face and he doesn't know who that is. And then after they talk for a while and she holds his hand, the memory comes back. Oh, my goodness, sweetheart. For a moment there, I didn't know who you were. Now, here's the sad part. He will turn his head because somebody just walked in the room to get his attention, and he'll turn his head back, and he won't know who she is. And he'll have to go through that same recognition system all over again. Oh, Gloria, it's you. Can you imagine the horror of living under a condition like that? That's one of the things that occurs in the occipital lobe. Now, what can you do to strengthen? Now, the vitamin of the nervous system in the brain, and the brain needs all of them, is particularly the B vitamins. B vitamins are the vitamins of the nervous system. And you want a good food source of B vitamins. But what can you do to strengthen this area of the brain? Well, visualization of movement. There's a reason why in some of these hospice centers or some nursing homes for advanced cases that they have nature shows on. It's not that they're absent of violence. It's not that they're just kind of nice and sweet. It's because they're full of movement. The animals that you're watching, the lions of the Serengeti or the elephants or the giraffes or the wolves of the north or the whales of the ocean, there's constant movement. Your eyes focused on constant movement is a great, you're just sitting there watching a basketball or football game, that kind of stuff. Your eyes focused on movement keeps that lobe healthy. Colors and objects, seeing a wide variety of colors, seeing a wide variety of objects. Now, again, I know this sounds simplistic, but just walking through a grocery store. And not just pushing the cart to the section of the store you want to go to. Look at the things that you're passing. Whether you're going through the bread or the potato chip or the vegetable sections in produce. Have your eyes scanning around as you're passing through these things. That information is coming into the brain, is coming in fast, and is being processed fast. That keeps the occipital lobe active. Closing one eye. I just remember that. Closing one eye while you're looking at a brain teaser can also support this part of the brain, because this is also known as the visual cortex, the occipital cortex, where visual processing takes place. And by that I mean distance, depth, color, objects, movement, the kind of information that the eyes pick up. Now, whether you're aware of it or not, your eyes are picking up information constantly, as long as you're awake. Your ears, even if you're asleep, your ears are picking up information constantly. The tactile input of information in the brain that comes through your fingertips, even if you're turning over in sleep, in bed, and you're completely asleep, that information is coming into the brain. And the brain is constantly trying to process this stuff and make sense out of it. And even though you're asleep, this kind of information continues. Now, there's one last little part of the brain, and that's the cerebellum. It coordinates movement. It regulates temperature. It enables speech. It helps with judgment. It helps with hearing and touch. And this is why a lot of people who get diagnosed with brain tumors, they have issues with brain function that steadily declines until they start to seek help. And this is an area of the brain where that so often happens before they even realize that there's a problem. Usually it's a member of the family that sees them exhibiting some deficiency that they begin to see this stuff. People who tend to get car sick or seasick easy, people who dislike patterns, they're like too busy, like stripes and zigzags. I know that some of the advice I've been given when I deal with brain patients, especially patients that have had traumatic brain injuries, don't have a lot of colors around, don't have a lot of stripes. Wear neutral colors. My scrubs are black. I always wear black, and I keep kind of dull colors in my consultation office because I know this, but they don't, that this information is going into the brain. And if they've had concussions, and I take care of those, if they've had traumatic brain injuries, and I take care of those, I want things to be as peaceful and calm as possible. Well, that'll do it for how the brain is put together. I want to get into neurotransmitters, and I think I might do that in the next show. Coming up soon here, I'm going to be joining Doug in just a few minutes to finish the show. You can get our podcast at Good Day Health Show. My podcast is ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around as I join Doug.
Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour now, good day, health. We are in the presence of greatness now. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to share some thoughts with us as part of the Good Day Health Hour and the Good Day Health information that he passes along every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, where you get the podcast, one of the recent podcasts that Jack, who is a Nuka chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, explained why we have become an obese nation. We eat too. It's pretty simple. Do you mind if I take a shot at that? We are.
Well, it's a rough guess, but go for it.
Eating too much fat and not getting enough exercise. How about that?
Doug, I got to take issue with that.
Really?
The fat, eating fat doesn't make you fat.
It depends on the fats.
It's carbohydrates.
But
it's carbohydrates
turn into fats, don't they?
If you're not getting enough carbohydrate, your body can make proteins out of fats.
Mm-hmm. In this podcast, you talk about the one of the diets that was based on low fats and how it created more health problems than it fixed. So that's the point that
I
think you're making.
That's true. Yeah. No, your body needs fats, but it needs good. It needs good fats, saturated fats.
It needs
animal fats
for
not
your brain.
The bad oils.
Doesn't it need
well,
it for your,
it.
One of the other podcasts?
Well, your brain. The dry weight of your brain is more than 50% fat. Mm-hmm. That your brain uses fat for several energy sources, but also for insulation. Between the nerve fibers in the brain, the insulating, you know, it's just like the plastic covering on electric wires.
Yep.
To insulate the electrical signals that are going on between the nerves. But it's carbohydrates that make us fat, not fats.
So when someone calls you a fathead, it's
they're nice. Accurate.
Actually,
they're accurate.
Right, exactly. All right. All these podcasts are available free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This is MS. Day, what causes multiple sclerosis? Why do people, I've never really understood. I know I have a friend who's a farmer who has MS, and I know there are gradient levels of the disease. It's worse in countries like Turkey and India than it is here, but we still have a problem with it. So that's what Multiple Sclerosis Day is all about, trying to have the world understand. But hey, you don't catch MS, right? It's just you get it.
No. The two major causes of MS, in my experience, because I have MS patients, is either trauma or toxicity.
Somewhere they got poisoned. Somewhere they got poisoned with a particular kind of toxicity the body can't get rid of, and it attacks the myelin sheath of the nerves. And that myelin sheath is the fat that we're talking about. And when that sheath begins to degrade and actually come apart over nerves that are involved with our ability to stand up and move around, we have a hard time standing up and moving around. What we do with our MS patients is a strong nutritional protocol.
Well, it's all about nutrition. It's all about what you're putting into your body. It's balancing, you know, the product that I'm talking about, Balance 7, which balances acid and alkalinity in your body. It's the same kind of thing. So that begs the question as we get into the grilling season. A lot of people grill all year long, but most people like to do it in the summertime. And whether or not grilled foods cause cancer. We have something to this effect on our website, foodfarmfamily.com. I wondered what your take was on whether all cooking or grilling outside that blackens the food, is it all bad for you?
Yeah, that's the theory. That's the theory. The problem is the food itself. If you're going to be grilling brisket and steaks and chops and hot dogs and whatever, where did that stuff come from? Did it come from commercial food lots that's loaded with pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics? Or did it come from grass-pastured animals? My point is, it doesn't make any difference whether you're grilling it, or you're baking it, or you're frying it. If it's a commercially produced meat, you're asking for trouble.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. No, that's why Jack's here. Jack Stockwell. All right, let's talk about the FDA admitting that cocoa flavonoids are good for your cardiovascular health.
Flavonoids are flavanols. Are phytonutrients. They're part of plants that actually help the heart. We've known that for a long time, but when the FDA comes out and says something good about a food, it gets my attention.
Right.
Because the FDA is primarily there to make the world safe for drugs. But it was involved with a Harvard University study, and it was published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The paper found that people who consumed as much as 500 milligrams, which is not much, of cocoa flavanols per day significantly reduces one's risk of dying from heart disease as well as suffering from a major cardiovascular event. Now, that doesn't mean milk chocolate.
Oh, come on.
The dark stuff.
Darker,
because the more sugar you put in there, the worse it is.
Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.